everyone. Welcome to another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Vil. Vilma, this is our 30th show. Do you believe it?
Is it?
Yeah, 30. We've been going full force from May? We started the show in May, and we're going nonstop when this is our 30th show.
This is very exciting. 30 shows. That's a long time. I can't believe that I'm co-host with you for 30 shows.
It's just a blessing.
I must be a saint.
No, it's a blessing.
I must be a saint.
No, you're just blessed.
Boy, so how are you doing?
I'm good. And should we tell your audience where you are right now?
You don't want them to get jealous, do you? Go ahead. You can tell them.
No, you are where you are. So you tell them, because I didn't even know you were there. Go ahead. Oh. You did not even tell me you left out.
My listening audience, that is not exactly true, but I am on business in Jamaica. My co-host knew I was going to be going to Jamaica, and she is a little bit jealous. So she keeps saying something, and you know, and I know it's jealousy, but she will be here one day. And we will be doing our show one day on the beach from Jamaica.
I guess she's trying to make me go, oh, wow, that's cool. But no, she told me she was leaving town, but she never told me when. So we're not going to forget that. But we know that does sound good to have a show on the beach, and then we're going to get our audience jealous. But anyway, what are we talking about today? We know that a lot of people have been, companies have caused them to retire early because of what's going on with the COVID, and businesses are slowing down and they're asking, you know, a lot of people to take early retirement. And we just thought it would be a great show to have a veteran retired person on. And I want Vilma to introduce our guest to talk about, you know, how can one transition into retirement? Go ahead, Vilma. Introduce your lovely guest.
Okay, so our guest this evening happens to be my brother. And Bivillin, I am staying at his house. He's kind enough to put me up. But the great thing about him, in addition to him being my big brother, and I mean that, my older brother, he also has retired for a very long time. And I really admire what he has done in his retirement and enjoying his retirement. And, you know, some people are forced to retire.
Right.
But he has volunteered to talk a little bit about retirement and the many things that he was able to accomplish and, you know, living very comfortable. So we will hope that our audience will be inspired to enjoy the retirement as he has been doing.
Exactly. And I can see his house from the Zoom, because we do our call through Zoom. His house is beautiful, guys. So, you know, that's another thing. She's not only in Jamaica, but she's staying at a lovely house. So, yes, we welcome your
brother. 5 minutes from the beach.
Oh, Lord. 5 minutes from the beach. So, you know, she's going to the beach and having fun and trying to fit us into her schedule. Anyway, so welcome, brother, to the show. We really appreciate you coming on and joining us. So how long have you been retired?
18 years.
Wow, 18 years. So what caused you to retire? And it seemed like you must have retired early because you look very young to me.
Looks are deceiving. But I have retired at age 52.
Mm-hmm.
And I have accomplished all I set out to accomplish by then.
Mm-hmm.
Send my kids through college. 4 kids went through college.
Mm-hmm.
And I have accomplished just about everything. That I started out early, really, making plans when I was about 26, 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And watch and see the situation, what's happening in the world, what I need to do to get out early. So put a little money away, make a little investment, you know. Get yourself ready for retirement. You can't start too late.
Okay.
Getting harder and harder.
Right. So how does one prepare oneself for retirement? Like you said you retired at 52, which to some people that's very young. And what, you know, you said you investments and different things like that. So what can one do, you know, and go a little bit more in depth in what people can do to do that?
First, you have to set yourself a calendar about what time you'd like to retire.
Mm-hmm.
When you accomplish most of your big ideas and, you know, things that costly, like a home, prepare yourself, have your home paid for, you know, your motor vehicles, your kids pay off their school loans and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
then you start thinking about yourself. But it has to be, you have to start at an early age. You can't start thinking about retirement at 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's too late.
Mm-hmm.
But retirees are between 62 and 68, you know. And if you start at 40, it's a little bit too late. So you have to prepare yourself, you know, get the requirements that is needed to relax later, like myself, you know. I've made good plans, worked out for me. I was employed by a very good company. Retirement was set up by the union that I work with. So after 30 years, you can leave.
Okay.
Yeah. So I put my 30 years in, make plans within that 30 years so I could walk away. Never been back.
Wow. Okay. And what industry, did you say what industry it was? I didn't hear what industry it was.
Automobile industry.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. Okay, so some people on our call, they were forced, like Vilma said earlier, or myself, I don't remember who said it, but they were forced to retire. And they may be feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to be bored. What am I going to do with myself? What can you tell these people? What things can one do? Starting out, what there, you know, since you talked about making a calendar, setting schedules, setting goals. So let's start out the first year. What was it like for you the first year, and et cetera, et cetera?
I mean, in retirement?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. First year was kind of getting up early. Thinking I'm going to work and stuff like that, you know. But I'm I started playing golf when I was 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I took that hobby up. I was a good soccer player throughout my years, younger years, and then I figure I'm getting old for that now, so I took up golfing. You have to make plans for a hobby to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I travel the world. I travel all over, you know. So that was a part of my planning. Traveling, playing golf, go get with my friends. Some of them are retirees like myself, you know. We make plans, meet once a month and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a plan. You can't retire and go home and sit down. Doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the things that I admire about retiring and being able to enjoy your retirement is the fact that I have known so many people who they retire a week after, 6 weeks after, a couple months after, a year after they die. And all that they have been working for, all that they have been saving towards, they don't get a chance to enjoy it. So I always admire that about him, because at 52, many people would be going out there trying to get another job, mm-hmm. you know, starting a new career. And I watch him enjoy his retirement. He doesn't look a day older than when he retired. And I thought I was going to do the same thing, but somehow I didn't because I retired and I went back. Mm-hmm. I went back to work. But, you know, I love the discipline, making sure you take care of what you need to take care of. So that's the first thing. You don't just retire and leave things hanging out there. Make sure you take care of what you need to take care of. And then, you know, you enjoy yourself, you travel and you take up a hobby, you know, as long as you can afford it, that is stress-free. Mm-hmm. So you are able to grow older and enjoy your retirement and enjoy your spouse if you are married, which he is.
Okay. So what's the next thing? That's your first year. You took up golf. You started traveling. So what's the next thing that you see that you need to accomplish? So now we're going into towards your 50 year of retirement.
In the fifth year, I was still traveling at that time. Yes. And my kids are all around. I have one in Toronto, one in California, one in Georgia, one in New York. So I space myself out and visit with them mm-hmm. accordingly. And 2 weeks here, 3 weeks there, a week here, you know. And then my grandkids again. I have 9 grandkids. So they are my heartbeat. So I try to be around them as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. So you just kept on doing more traveling. So what about, well, you say you didn't try to start another job, but once a person start getting a hobby and start traveling, wouldn't that be bored a little bit? I know you go 3 different places and all over the world, but what about some people say, okay, I might get a little bored with that. What other thing you would say within that 5-year span that you would recommend? Vilma, you can jump right in because you're retired.
One thing I try to do and I tell other people who are trying to retire, if you can stay an extra 2 years with your employer, mm-hmm. it's best to stay there than to find a part-time job. Mm-hmm. You know the ins and outs of your workplace. So it is better to stay an extra 2 years than to find employment somewhere else. And, you know, it works out better if you stay there. Put it that way. It works out better if you stay there and work an extra 2 years than go find a part-time job.
And why you suggest 2 years? Why not 5?
It can be more if you want. Depends on what you really need. Finish off your retirement. Some people want to pay off their homes. Some people want to buy a new car. Some people want to help their kids. Depends on your needs.
Okay, so we have heard, about his retirement and some of the fun things that he has been doing. One of the things that I want to ask about, do you find that you make, how was it making new friends? Because most people around you that are retired and that's available for, hanging out with are probably were older than you were. When you retired, how did it feel, and how did you kind of integrate with these people?
First of all, what we planning on doing, I think it was 18 of us that retired at the same time. I was the youngest. And we form a group and try to meet every 2 weeks at the restaurant and have breakfast sometime, lunch, and sometime playing golf, having dinner after golf and stuff like that. But I'm always in touch with somebody from the workplace, letting me know what is really going on, who die, who is sick, who's getting ready to retire, stuff like that. So I'm always in touch with somebody, knowing what is happening there. But we had a group that we meet every 2 weeks and socialize, Basically, that's what start off getting together with my friends.
So I think what we're hearing, so some of the things, make sure you plan your retirement, plan when you're going to retire, plan your goals, take up a hobby, have a circle of friends that you can, be with, because retirement can get very lonely because everybody else in the household may be going out to work. Your friends may be working. It could get very lonely, but if when you have, I think that solid, friend support, and you're able to enjoy it better, I think. And I think one thing he didn't say, he also rides his bicycle around as well, which helps to keep him fit.
And stay young.
And see. So my other question for you, a lot of times when you are retired, your wife is not retired, how did that go? Because sometimes it can create issues where the man is at home, waking up late, the wife have to get up and go out to work. How did that feel, and how did you deal with that?
At first, when my eligibility came about, I called my wife that morning. I told her, I can retire today if I want. She said, what are you waiting for? So I had no hesitation there. So after signing my final paperwork and getting out of there, she had assignment for me. Don't be assignment. And she was like, you have to do this now because you're not working. You have to do that because you're not working. And I promise her, I'll drop her to work every morning and pick her up every evening, which I did.
Wow.
And that was very good. I stuck with that. She was really appreciative of that. But she was happy for me, knowing I retired at a young age. Benefits were 100% until I was 65. Then they start changing things. The workforce has been going through changes. My retirement at my age, people who are working now, they won't get that, now. Packages are not good anymore like it used to be.
That's true. That's true.
So, a question I have for you, and going back, I'm trying to identify some strategies that you use to get to your point of retirement. But I also do understand that although your package was good, you had to have been saving well and not, you know, spending your money foolishly so that you were able to have it work for you in the end.
Yes, well, I start my 401k at an early age, at about 35. And I've never gotten into it at any given time. And still hasn't gotten into it as yet because retirement funding is very, you know, it's sufficient enough for me and my household. So I put that away just for, like I say, emergency purposes and stuff like that. Plus, I have a couple investment that I have, you know, to work with. Mm-hmm. But I didn't squander. I didn't have time to squander. Having four kids, squandering wasn't that easy. Oh, having four kids, no squandering. Everybody look at each other. You give one something, the other one come around and said, Dad, you gave, what about me? And it goes on and on like that. So everybody get a piece of you. Plus, you have to be paying tuition and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's where I really was.
Mention for our listeners, if you are hearing a sound, it is raining, cats and dogs here in Jamaica. So you may be hearing the rain falling. So if you hear a sound, that's what you are hearing. And it is nice and cool, nice temperature, but it is raining. It has not stopped raining since I got here. So, Brivelin, do you have any more questions for him? And then, if not, then both of us can continue talking.
No, first of all, did your wife finally retire or she's still working?
She has retired now.
Oh, okay. So how is it being both persons retiring in the household? And being that it's 18 years, how is it going for you now? Do you still have the excitement? Do you still have those lunch? Do you still play golf? Do you still do all the things that you recommended?
And some. And some. She still had me doing things for her after she was retired. You know?
That's never going to stop.
Never going to stop, is right. And no, we travel together, places, you know, we do things together, you know. We try to have at least one a week with ourselves alone, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been fun some kind of way, you know. Maybe have lunch somewhere or mose around in the mall or someplace like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But we enjoy each other.
That's good.
One of the good things, Brivelin, is that he can spend some months here in Jamaica and then months there back in Florida where he lives. The nice thing is that he goes between living in Florida and living in Jamaica. I love that life.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you. We really do appreciate you coming on and sharing with our audience the transition, the things that the one can do to in retirement, because some people I know it's kind of hard for them. And the things that you suggested, you know, taking up a sports and, you know, having bonding relationships with people that you worked with and traveling and spending time with the grandkids and formulating all the other, you know, investments and different things, it's really good things that one can do. And is there anything else that's like pressing on your mind that you think that you wanted to say and didn't say, or we didn't ask, and you think that's beneficial for someone else?
Basically, you can, after you retire, you can see, you can volunteer, mm-hmm. volunteer to do something at the Y, or, you know, the Sunday mission, feed the homeless, stuff like that. He can do that too, you know. Depends on what you like or what you'd like to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you. We do appreciate you coming on and joining us today. Vilma?
Oh, yeah, well.
Thank you. All right. So, now, as we continue our conversation, one of the things that I want our audience to think on is you may not be in the same situation, but this is a unique situation of coming and retiring at this. And I know some people, they retire multiple times. So don't feel any way if you are in your 60s or late 60s and you are still working. Don't want you to feel anyway, but we're just showing you that it is possible to retire at a younger age and enjoy yourself when the circumstances are right, when things are lined up in a way in which it works.
Correct. That's correct. And definitely. And if you can get another job, then it's important, you know, to get something else that you don't have to touch your retirement totally like Vilma. So Vilma, why don't you talk about that transition? What caused you to say, you know, unlike what your brother suggests, to work with your company 2 more years, what caused you to do that transition of saying, let me go out and get another job?
Well, I went back to work because I thought that I had a lot more to offer. And I think God had me go in or needed me to go in a new direction. I felt good. I was, you know, healthy. And I loved teaching. And I wanted to make sure that nurses were well prepared, not that they aren't, but whatever contribution I could in their preparation, I thought would be beneficial. And I also thought after earning a PhD that I shouldn't really just sit down on it, but I should make good use of it. So I transitioned from active working as a nurse practitioner into the role of academia. Mm-hmm. And that was a very good decision that made because I am thoroughly enjoying that.
Awesome.
So how about you? Are you retired? Looking forward to retire?
No.
What's up, co-host?
No, I'm not retired. I am trying to build my own businesses right now. You know, I have my own business of doing life coaching and a small business consulting. So I do that also. And then my husband and I have a investment. We do real estate investment. So I have my hand in a lot of pots, as to say, plus have 2 young kids. Well, they're not that young. One's 17, one's 15. And, you know, taking care of a household. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing basically is trying to build my own, building up my own businesses and, you know, making plans for the future, even though I'm probably right. Way behind your brother in retirement or yourself. But retirement for me, if I was supposed to get retired, it should be soon according to your brother. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm not retired like you. I'm still out there hustling.
Well, you know what? You are making sure that you have things in order so that when you do retire, you can enjoy yourself. You can, you know, be able to take care of the children. And you know, they are still young. So as Ashley said, you make sure that you meet those obligations before you actually want to sit back and relax.
Right. Yeah.
Just to caution you with one thing, you said you had your hand in many pots, but that's called multiple.
Yes, it's called
multiple streams of income. That's how they call it now.
Yes, that's what they call it now. Today's society, you know, like your brother said, you know, with investment, with today's society, you have to have your hand in multiple streams of income. You can't get it one section. You always have to look for other sources, you know,
right,
with the cost of living and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And that brings me into a different, brings us into a different light. You know, as I was talking to you, we're planning to have some people on who, during COVID, being that they lost their job and they had to find other streams of income. And there's a lot of things that one, you know, I think you used the slogan before that you turn your hand and make fashion. You have to use it. So you have to able to step out of your comfort zone and do the things that, that, you know, giftings or whatever it may be. You might be forced to retire, but there's things that you can think about doing. There's things mm-hmm. that you can create. You know, find out within yourself what is needed, what is lacking in society, and apply that to your life. Or what is your talent? What are you good at? Even if it's cooking. Somebody mm-hmm. just called me the other day and said, Vivalent, hey, I'm looking to start my own business. I don't have a job. Start my own business in doing catering. And I said, hey, that's good. You love to do it. You do it for free. So why don't you make that be
Absolutely.
Your source of income? And then she was asking me steps on what she need to do to get started. And I was informing her on that. But it's things that you have within you, God-given talents and God-given gift. And like Vilma just said earlier, mm-hmm. it's like God was not done with her. And she knew that there was more, and she wanted to impart in the next generation in the things that she have learned all the years of being a nurse practitioner, and to empower and to instruct the next generation. And now she's in education, in giving us the best nurses possible, empowering them and equipping them for this field of health care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I go back, you know, to say my brother is a unique case. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad how he mentioned, you know, others that you can volunteer in your retirement. He volunteers and can help with feeding up people who are in need of meals and volunteering in other areas. And retirement does not have to be boring. Mm-hmm. Retirement can be fun. And I, you know, especially, let me take that back, especially when you are in good health. There are some people, Vivalin, I know they retire, they are sick. You know, they have to be always in the doctor's office, in the hospital, because they have multiple ailments. And thank God he has been blessed. He is healthy. And so you have to take it in perspective, because some people retire and they just have to just sit at home, and there's nothing really that they can do as a poor health.
Yeah. And that's sad, especially when you've been working all these years and you're thinking, I'll get that break, and now you're sicker, you're going through so many health issues. That's really sad. And, you know, we just hopefully and pray that, you know, a lot more don't do it. But we just, you know, just got to make sure you take care of yourself, eat right, exercise. And as you hear, Vilma's brother still doing that. Vilma, I know Vilma does her little dance and walking all the time. So, you know, we can able to, you know, and as you heard too, and with me, I didn't even know this. You heard it the same time I did, that she became vegan 8 months ago, which I had no clue she was vegan. So, you know, eat right, take care of ourselves, and basically important for us to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So did you have a retirement party?
Me?
Yeah.
No, you're trying to find something to fuss about. Here, people. Okay, my audience, listen to her. She's finding something to get to me about. My office had a retirement party for me because I worked with them for 27 years.
So, yes. Okay, so I can't say, how come you didn't invite me to your retirement party? Interesting.
I knew where you were going.
Yeah.
Anyway. Audience, that's my co-host. That's my co-host. That's how she does me. That is why I stole away and came to Jamaica. And I told her very fast so she didn't understand.
That's the excuse. Okay, that's the excuse. You stole away very fast. Yeah. So anyway, so we've been on for 30 episodes. And we've been through a lot of different episodes each and every single week. And, you know, there have been different and there have been life situations and different things that we talked about throughout our whole 30 episodes. And I know on the 15th episode, we talked about and reminisce on the ones that we thought was good. So let's take a look, flashback again, not the first 15, but the second 15. You know, what stood out to you the second half of the 15 in the other episodes that we had?
Okay, the second set of 15. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's see. I loved when we interviewed, and I'm thinking this was the second half of it, when we interviewed that lady who was diagnosed, I think it was 5 times mm-hmm. or 3 times with cancer.
Mm-hmm. 5.
And how, you know, right, it ran in her family and at a very early age, and how she, you know, overcame every single time.
Yes.
But, you know, she's a Christian and she did, you know, give God credit for bringing her through, and she was able to make a difference. She has an organization. She has different things that she participates in mm-hmm. to help the Cancer Society. And that was really, really very touching to me and for me. What about you?
Yeah, that was definitely, that's one that stood out to me. And also, the one with the teacher that came on, not the principals, but the teacher that came on and talked about the program that she started, you know, by mm-hmm. her mere need of saying that the young people needed to be reached and how she's trying to help them to find their identity and, you know, which, you know, that's dear to my heart. So I really thought that was really a good episode with her and what she's giving back to, you know, the students and being there for them, that they can know that they have someone, and hearing the encouraging words that the young ladies have to say about her and how she loves on them and they know that they can depend on her. So that's really, to me, was such a mm-hmm. blessing, along with the one that you mentioned about the lady who had 5-time cancer when we celebrated Breast Cancer Month. So, you know, yeah, that stood out to me, definitely.
Yeah, and I also loved it when the women in ministry,
yes,
that were on,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about balancing life and ministry and homes. That was a good episode as well,
mm-hmm.
and I learned. You know, I was really encouraged from that episode.
Yeah, definitely, because you have a ministry yourself, yeah. huh? You're a woman in ministry, so
I'm married. so are you, but it was good,
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah,
and co-host, I have to let you know that I really love sometimes when we just, you know, relax and just make it kind of fun, you know, episodes and co-hosting with you. I like that. As well. So those were some of my favorite moments.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. I was just about to say that before you beat me to it. I was gonna say, yeah, just having interaction and having a dialogue and a conversation, you know, because we talked about a couple of things. We talked about the election, even having your husband on, that was good. We talked about the election and we talked about the things that people have to deal with on a day to day and interacting, you know, being that I guess now we're getting more comfortable with each other. So it's a growing process with what we're going through and what we're doing on the show. And yeah, it's been great having more shows with you and, you know, in not having to guess all the time to just have interaction with each other. That was really good.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think those are the shows that stood out to me mostly because I think on the second half we talked a lot together. We didn't talk
Yes.
as much in the first 15, but the second 15 we did talk a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those were the
And I
things.
and one thing I realized, you love to talk. Did you hear that?
What does that mean?
You love you love
What are you trying to say? That's what I should say. What are you trying to say?
Maybe I am trying to know when somebody love to do something and they try to put it on somebody else. What do you?
Okay.
I love to talk one on one.
Okay. As you heard, audience, she said,
Okay,
I
you
talk.
just got it.
As you hear, audience, she think I talk too much. But anyway.
I think you just got it.
So anything else that we want to talk about? This is our 30th show, and I think that could wrap it up for today, huh?
Yes, it will. And again, just to remind our audience that we are on live chat with Viv and Bill on Facebook. We are on all the podcasts out there that you can think of. You can find us Google Podcast. We are also on YouTube, and we also have an email. Now, one of the things, if you have suggestions on topics that we can discuss, please do not hesitate to let us know. We'll be more than welcome to entertain you, as well as we probably can invite you on the show.
Yes, definitely. We do love to hear topics because we've gotten some from our audience before in the past. So we do love, yeah, we do love those suggestions. So continue enjoying your stay in beautiful Jamaica, even though you say it's raining. And anything else? Last words because we're about to get off the air.
No, just that is happening around, COVID is still here, but one thing I do know that God is great, COVID and all that is happening in the United States right now. So I am just trusting him that he will bring this to an end.
Amen. Amen. Once again, this is Life Chat with Vivinville. We're out.
Bye.